all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney
finale.
Season 1 finale. Yes. Oh, crap.
I just dropped my computer.
Oh, no. How do you drop it? All right.
It takes a certain level of klutzy skill that only I possess. Anyway.
It is the finale tonight.
Yes, it is. And we have some top secret guest judges.
Yeah.
Back with us for the second time this season, we have Dylan Collins.
Theaterbound 32.
Theaterbound 32 is correct. I would like you to refer to me as Theaterbound 32 for the remainder of the finale.
Okay, then.
And the other secret special guest judge.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nani!
Oh, hello.
All right.
Nani's always... go ahead.
Oh, no, what?
Nani's always, anytime there's somebody, a secret guest judge, it's always Nani or Bright Disaster.
I am the more
awesome. We have yet to have Bright Disaster guest.
We haven't had him on here.
You guys are missing
him. He was on it. Like, he was in the first group that got cut, remember?
Yeah.
Oh. But he hasn't been back on it since then, so.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It's weird for Dylan to bring up Bright Disaster.
I know,
but,
right?
You know what? I told you I want to be Theaterbound 32, and you've already...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Call him that before he calls you a harpy.
Yeah.
He calls a lot of people a harpy.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
He always calls me harpy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I call you
I'm
Twi'lek.
Used to it, I know. I'm a Twi'lek harpy, apparently. Anyway...
As you're listening to this, I want you to picture Audrey Golightly when she talks as a Twi'lek, especially you, Blackjack.
Even know what a Twi'lek is.
I know what one is.
No, I'm saying the people listening don't. But anyway,
Google.
So
we're gonna start.
Yeah. For the finale, we actually had them do three themes, three different songs from three different themes. And the themes were Disney Hallmarks, which is what's the number one song that you think of when you think of Disney or something along those lines. You know, just classic songs that bring Disney to mind. The other theme was, and one of the other themes, was a contestant's choice, which means they got free choice of any Disney song pretty much ever. And last but not least, we have judge's choice, which Allison and I each picked a song for each of our three contestants, and they got to have their choice out of those two options.
I bet they all picked Allison's.
No.
Nope.
I got one out of three.
You suck.
That's you. So yeah, we will start with... Do you want to start with Judge's Choice? Do you want to start with that one? I think we should save Disney Hallmark for last.
All right, that's fine by me.
All right, we will start with Judge's Choice. And first in Judge's Choice is Blackjack. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his song that he did, which I chose for him, was I Wanna Be Like You from Jungle Book.
All right, first. Let's, like, as we're doing this theme, let's go ahead and both, like, say which songs we chose for these people and why.
Okay. I chose this song because Blackjack always gives a lot of energy in his songs, and this is a really energetic song, and I just, like, thought of it right away.
Yeah.
I
chose Kesha's Don't Stop and Nobody.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Theaterbound 32. Nobody likes you.
Thank you for referring to me by my birth name and not my foreign name.
Anyway. I picked Ma Belle Evangeline from Princess and the Frog. Ooh. For basically the exact opposite reason. I'm so used to hearing Blackjack on the high energy, you know, fun performance-y songs. I wanted to hear him slow it down a little bit and see what that would sound like. But he decided not to do that, so.
Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to Wanna Be Like You from Jungle Book by Blackjack.
All right, cuz, chillax for a minute. This is the Wonderful World finale. Judge's choice. Theaterbound chose this one for me. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. Well, I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. Well, I'm tired of monkeying around, oh. Ooby-doo,
oop-dooey,
I wanna be like you.
I'll do it.
I wanna walk like you,
gee,
talk like you,
gee,
too.
Weeby weeby,
you'll see it's true.
Shoobity doo,
an ape like me,
Scooby dooby dooby,
can learn to be human too.
Gee, Blackjack, you're really good.
Now here's your part of the deal, cuz. Lay the secret on me of man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me the secret, man cub. Clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh,
you.
Oh, do we? I wanna be like you.
I'll do it, we do up.
I wanna talk like you.
Gee.
Walk like you.
Gee.
Ooh.
Weeby, weeby, weeby.
You'll see it's true.
Shoobity doo.
Someone like me.
Scooby dooby dooby.
Can learn to be like someone like me. Can learn to be like someone like you. Can learn to be like someone like me.
And that was Blackjack with I Wanna Be Like You. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. So yeah. I guess I'll go first. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. I really like this. I like your energy because you always have, like, really awesome energy, and so I picked this. There were, like, a few parts. The song was, like, definitely higher, and there were a few parts that sounded like they were, like, too high for you, but really, that's what I had the biggest problem with, was there were parts that had, like, you could tell they were too high for you, but I really liked your energy and everything on this. I thought it was really fun, because it's one of those fun songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't pick my song, because I did want to hear you a little bit slower. And I wanted to hear you try your Cajun accent. That would have been funny. Because it's the little Cajun firefly that sings that song that I picked. So that would have been hilarious. Because we all know Blackjack is good at voices and accents and stuff. But I will admit, this is probably the better choice for your voice. I love the little shout-outs, as always. I love your, like, the little background stuff. I love that you did that yourself. The, like, scatting and stuff in the background. That was awesome. But he, like, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen Jungle Book, but it seemed like he cut off the song early, because I thought Baloo came in somewhere in there, too. And that's when things started getting crazy. So I remember that much. But I don't remember whether that was, like, technically a reprise or something. But yeah, I really did. I liked your voice a lot on this. I thought the little lines you had where you were Mowgli, Moogly, Mowgli, I think it's Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Mowgli!
Get it right!
I told you, I haven't seen it in forever and I forget how they pronounce things. And his name is weird anyway. But yes. No. Anyway, that kid. I can't say it! I thought those were a little bit harder to differentiate. I'm like, they could have used... I thought they could have used more differentiation, but yeah. That's all I have.
My word was less than Dylan's.
Still with the words with friends.
That's not my name.
Theaterbound 32,
nope,
whatever.
I'm Audrey Golightly 14, and I would like to be referred to as that for the remainder of the show.
Okay, then.
That's not happening, I'm sorry.
He's my evil twin. I don't. That's why he's my evil twin.
I'm the twin you don't want.
Nobody wants an evil twin. The evil twin is going to kill you in the night and take your place.
Oh my God.
Are we allowed to critique this?
Yeah,
or are we just supposed to be harassed by you two? Sometimes with songs where I can't sing the notes, especially if it's been given to me, if I can't hit certain notes, especially with a song like this, it's okay to kind of more shouty and less singy on the higher notes. It'll get you by. I like this overall, though. I liked it a lot. I think it was a good choice because I think if you got to a finale, based largely probably on your energy and performance, I don't know why you would switch to a slow song for the finale. I think you made a good choice.
Yeah. I really like this. I thought it was really cool and like energetic and stuff. The only like critique I would have to say about it is like I wish like the energy had gone somewhere, like just to kind of like keep the interest going because, you know, like it repeats and everything. But that's the only thing because I thought this was really fun.
And fun songs.
Fun. Party and party and... It's
Friday. No.
No.
Next season.
Heck no.
Rebecca Black is not going to be on this show. We are not having Kesha on this show, so we are not having...
If I can get you legit the Rebecca Black to come guest judge, you won't have her?
No.
Okay. You just missed an opportunity.
That's just
try
upsetting.
To get you star power. This is how I'm repaid.
Okay. Next.
I wish.
Yeah. And she chose Audrey's song.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Just because I broke up with Skywish right before the show, so it would be fair. So Skywish
really?
And I are not dating right now. We'll be back together at the end of the show.
Oh,
I'm not biased at all, is what I'm saying. I just don't want anybody to think I am. She never wins my shows.
Oh, my God.
You are such a jerk. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Skywish, if he's lying to us, you'll tell us, right?
I didn't really break up with her, but she does never win my shows, so I'm not biased. Just want to say that.
No, I think you're biased a little too much in the other direction. You won't let her win because you don't want to get called biased.
Maybe I won't. Uh-huh. And you're biased against Rebecca Black, so we all have our issues. Let's just do this.
All right, well.
She
picked Audrey's song.
Why did you pick, what song is it, Audrey?
I gave her That's How You Know from Enchanted.
Ooh. Oh my.
And I don't really know why I picked it for her. It's just one of the first things that came to mind because it's just, I don't know, I just thought I wanted to hear Skye's voice on that because it's so energetic and peppy and cute, and that's kind of how Skywish is a lot of the time, especially on this show. So I was like,
and
that would be perfect
to stop,
for her.
So you just continued it. Thanks.
I did that on purpose. We're all going to die from cuteness overdose now.
What was her rejected song? Which song? What did she not pick?
I picked Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins.
Oh, I hate that song.
You hate every song.
Shut
up.
Song ever written. I'm glad Skye made the right choice.
Okay, no, you said the worst song ever was If I Never Knew You, so shut up.
This is the other worst song.
I'm going to sing that now.
Do it for Quick and Dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to Skywish now.
Okay,
fine. This is Skywish with That's How You Know.
does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
Oh, how do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell you you are on his mind? Send you yellow flowers when the sky is gray. Hey, he'll find a new way to show you a little bit every day. That's how you know. That's how you know he's your love.
You've got to show her you need her. Don't need to like your mind reader. Each day do something.
Everybody wants to live happily ever after. Everybody wants to know their true love is true. How do you know he loves you? How do you know he's yours? Well, does he take you out dancing just so he could hold you close? Dedicate a song with the words meant just for you. Ooh, he'll find his own way to tell you with the little things he'll do. That's how you know. That's how you know he's your love. He's your love. That's how you know. He can match your eyes. Rent a private picnic by the fire's glow. Oh, his heart will be yours forever. Something every day will show. That's how you know. 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 He's your love.
Okay, let's start. There was Skywin.
Yay.
Okay. I go first, right?
Yeah.
This was just super adorable. Okay, I know she said in her email she'd been really sick. And mm-hmm. I could definitely tell. She was really nasal in a lot of places, and it messed with her tone a lot, and a lot of the emotion got lost in that. And it's... yeah. It just sounded kind of rough. Yeah. I'd love to hear you do this again when you're not sick. Because I think the nasaliness from you being sick just kind of really detracted from the piece. But... otherwise, yeah. I still thought it was super, super cute.
Well, she's always sounding super cute, and I told her that she needs to stop, but no, you go and give her this song, and it just makes it worse. So yeah, you sounded super cute, as always, and I think your voice is really, really good on this song, and yeah, you were sick, and I think it would be so much better, like, when you're not sick, yeah.
You get better, gosh. Being sick is not fun.
I thought your energy on this was awesome. You sound like you're having a lot of fun with it. I agree with Audrey. It sounded, a lot of parts sounded really nasal, but that's because you're sick. And the ending note, I wish that was, like, brought out and a lot bigger. But, yeah, I thought this was a good song for you, just because you were sick, which is sad.
Yeah. Okay, now, speaking of biases.
Oh, gosh.
Nani mixed this for Sky, so that does not mean she's biased, though.
No.
Just to clarify.
Oh, I thought she sounded really cute on this, and I thought she, like, captured the energy and the, like the emotion of this, because, like, I've heard it, like overdone sometimes and stuff, and, like, it was really, really happy and cute and stuff, but it wasn't, like, punching you in the face of cuteness, necessarily. So, I appreciated that as someone who mixed this. So, yeah.
I'm waiting for my intro.
Audrey Golightly 14.
Dylan Collins.
Theaterbound 32.
What?
The first time I ever heard this song was when Blackjack and Girl Next Door sang it, so it's like full circle. I think the nasalness may have been a character choice. I also had an issue with the nasalness, but I've heard you sick before, and I don't know that, I don't know. Regardless, it was nasal for me, but like Nani said, I've heard this song way over the top before. I think you did an excellent job performing it. The singing wasn't as strong as I would have liked, but it was kind of nasal. I would like to hear you on a Kesha song.
Oh my god. Shut up to that Kesha. But,
not happening.
Not on this show. Maybe on one of your shows.
Maybe.
But, I don't know. I just thought she sounded kind of angry in places. Because of, like, the nasalness messing with it. And, like, at one point she got really shouty. There towards the end.
Maybe she was angry about the finale being delayed by 2 days.
Maybe she was angry
because I didn't get put through on the first episode.
Oh my god, Dylan.
Maybe she's angry about being sick.
Maybe.
Yeah, alright. So, next.
Last but not least for Judge's Choice, we have Genesis.
And he picked Audrey's song.
Because I'm apparently really good at picking songs for people.
Whatever.
I don't know. Honestly, I wasn't sure what to do for Genesis because I was trying to avoid songs that he had already done on HCOE because I know he's been on just about every season of HCOE there's been up to this point. And so I wasn't sure what he had sang and what he hasn't, and I didn't really have time to go back through and try to research it. So I was just trying to avoid, like, the obvious songs. I almost gave him, what was it?
I don't know.
Go the Distance from Hercules. I almost gave him that, but I decided against it. So instead I gave him Bella Notte from Lady and the Tramp. Just because it's a pretty song, and I love it, and it's Italian, and I wanted to hear it.
What was his rejection song? I'm sorry.
I picked the ever-so-creepy Pink Elephants on Parade.
Oh, my God.
Because I think we'd had some sort of discussion in the chat with him about that when he did Casey Jr. for, like, the Dumbo round. It was, like, almost all Dumbo except for some Snow White. And something else, I forget what. But, so we had some discussion with him in the chat about that, and she's like, I'm going to give him that song.
Yeah. And then he didn't pick it
because he hates it.
Whatever.
Well, no, because he thought it was creepy. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That song is just a mind trip and a half.
That is just full of drugs.
It was the 60s. What do you expect? Actually, no, it wasn't the 60s, was it? It was before that. It was like before.
I don't know.
Because it fell into our Disney classics from before 1950, so there's no way it could have been the 60s. Oh, yeah. Alice in Wonderland was the 60s, though. Oh,
that movie was on drugs.
Yes.
Okay, so.
What's his face that wrote the book, Lewis Carroll or whatever, was, like, addicted to LSD. I'm sorry. End of story.
Okay, here is Genesis with, I'm not going to say the title of the song right. I always say it wrong. How do you say it?
What is it?
The title of the song.
Bella Notte.
Yeah, that song.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. So take the love of your loved one, you'll need it about this time, to keep from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. This is the night, and the heavens are bright on this lovely Bella Notte. This is the night, such a beautiful night, and we call it stars in their eyes on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night, and the heavens are bright on this lovely Bella Notte.
So that was Genesis. Yeah.
Who's going first this time?
I don't know. Do either one of you want to go first this time?
I will go first.
Okay.
I think you have one of the best voices on VH. I love your voice. This was a little bit low-key, and it was... When it came in, I was like, wow, you sound really awesome on this. But about midway through the song, I started getting really bored with it, so I don't know if maybe you could have done a little bit more performance-wise, but you sounded amazing on it.
Dylan has a voice crush.
Ooh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's no Kesha.
Oh my gosh.
You should do Kesha.
Dylan should sing some Kesha. He's so excited.
Yeah, Dylan.
Maybe I will.
All right, Nani?
Oh, this was a really nice arrangement of the song. I really liked it a lot, but I agree with Dylan. It kind of just like dragged and stuff. And like, you have a really, really beautiful timbre and like, like, it was really pretty to listen to, but at some point it just kind of turned into background music because it was just kind of like the energy and like the emotion just kind of stayed flat.
It was too mellow.
Well, I mean, like, it's a mellow song, but I mean, like,
I mean, yeah, but it, yeah, it,
performance was really,
it's more like
smooth.
There's the word I'm looking for. I don't remember what it is.
Well.
Shush!
You can't think of a word.
I mean, like, it's a specific term. Like, I want to say, I think it's stringendo, actually. I was thinking legato at first. I'm like, not quite.
What is with all these fancy words?
Music terms, gosh. But yeah, like, the original version of this has a bit more of that. It's got more of like a push to it, and then a flow, and then a push, and then a flow. And this was just kind of more all flow. I mean, not that it was really, really gorgeous. And I kind of wish I would have given you Go the Distance now, because I want to hear your awesome tenoriness with some more energy. But yeah, this just, it kind of got, it was too flowy, too smooth. It didn't really go anywhere, but it was nice to listen to though, and I really liked it.
I agree with all three. Your voice is like,
yes,
awesome, and I love it.
His voice is ear candy.
But yeah, I do agree. Like, halfway through, I got like kind of bored with it and like sidetracked, and I was like, what? But yeah.
This is an interesting arrangement of it, though.
Yeah, I was like, and I don't even, that the song isn't even normally this long, is it?
Mm-mm, because this is, like, slowed down a bit, I think, actually.
So, next theme. Woo!
All right, next up is contestant's choice.
Yeah, which I don't think we need to explain that.
Yeah, they picked it.
All right, so first up is Blackjack. And I don't know his song.
It's Jack's Obsession from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
He does a lot of Jack Skellington, actually.
He does.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
All right, so here is Blackjack.